Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, August 29th. Happy Saturday. I hope you are getting some rest today and enjoying God's creation. Today we're in Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9, and you're like, what? Wait, I thought we were in the book of John. Well, in John chapter 3, verse 14, Jesus refers to this story in the book of Numbers. In this episode, when the Israelites are in the wilderness, they're continuing to grumble against the Lord, and the Lord is fed up, so he brings venomous snakes as a judgment on them. Many people were bit, and they died. This is a scary story to me because I really do not like snakes. And the people came to Moses, and they're like, oh my goodness, we sinned. What should we do? And God gives a provision. He says, make a snake and put it on a pole, and anyone who looks to it will be saved. Let's read the passage together and then parse it out a little more. Starting in verse 4, they traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, we have sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us. So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live. So Moses made a bronze snake and put it on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. There is so much going on in this passage. Lord, please help me to articulate well. So the people are getting bit by these snakes as a judgment for their grumbling. And they cry out to Moses, who cries out to the Lord. And the Lord gives them a provision that seems really odd. Make a snake and put it on a pole. Seems kind of like an idol. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live. I think what the Lord is doing here is giving us a foreshadowing of what happens in the cross. A substitution, an act of belief. When we look to Jesus, who is our Savior, and we believe in the one who is lifted up, we can be assured that we will have life. This story is about God being the rescuer. It's on his terms. The snake is a symbol of judgment for them. And when they look to God in the midst of their judgment, they are freed. When we look to Jesus, the same thing happens. We recognize that we are in need of judgment for all of our sins, not to mention our grumbling and our complaining and our impatience and ingratitude to the Lord. And yet we can look to Jesus. And because the passage yesterday reminded us God so loved the world that he sent his son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Let's move on over to the Psalms. We're reading Psalm 49, verses 1 through 15 today. Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all you who live in this world, both low and high, rich and poor alike. My mouth will speak words of wisdom. The meditation of my heart will give you understanding. I will turn my ear to a proverb. With the harp, I will expound my riddle. Why should I fear when evil days come, when wicked deceivers surround me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches. No one can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for them. The ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough, so that they should live on forever and not see decay. For all can see that the wise die, that the foolish and the senseless also perish, leaving their wealth to others. Their tombs will remain their houses forever, their dwellings for endless generations. Though they had named lands after them, people, despite their wealth, do not endure. They are like the beasts that perish. This is the fate of those who trust in themselves and of their followers who approve their sayings. They are like sheep and are destined to die. Death will be their shepherd, but the upright will prevail over them in the morning. Their forms will decay in the grave, far from their princely mansions. But God will redeem me from the realm of the dead. He will surely take me to himself. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This psalm just reminds us that wealth does not endure, that we shouldn't put our hope in wealth. Rather, we should put our hope in God, who will, according to verse 15, redeem us from the realm of the dead and surely take us to himself. To end the podcast today, I want to read a morning prayer by Wallace Friday. O God, for another day, for another morning, for another hour, for another minute, for another chance to live and serve you, I am truly grateful. For this next part, I'm going to go very slowly so that you can ponder the phrases. Today, free me from all fear of the future, from all anxiety about tomorrow, from all bitterness toward anyone, from all cowardice in face of danger, from all laziness in the face of work, from all failure before opportunity, from all weakness when your power is at hand. Lord, fill me with love that knows no barriers, with sympathy that reaches to all, with courage that cannot be shaken, with faith strong enough for the darkness, with strength sufficient for my task and loyalty to your kingdom's goal, with wisdom to meet life's complexities, and with power to lift me to you. Be with me for another day, Lord, and use me as you will. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.